Good afternoon. Not much in the way of sunshine across interior New York and New England, but a lot of the steadiest rain is winding down. We'll still have plenty of showers across the northeastern corner of New York and the Champlain Valley and also northern parts of Vermont for a while, but even these locations will get a break until a cool front with an associated low pressure system swings its way through central New York. Precipitation associated with this front is currently moving through the I-81 corridor out by Syracuse and Binghamton and heading in the direction of eastern New York and New England. So additional showers will begin to impact the area once again by mid-afternoon and continue through the early part of the evening. We could even have some heavier bursts of rain or even a clap of thunder as this system moves through. Temperatures, meanwhile, will stay in the 60s in most places, with a few breaks of sunshine. Perhaps we'll reach into the lower 70s across the mid and lower Hudson Valley and parts of southern New England. Overnight tonight, we'll continue to see mainly dry weather with a few passing showers, still mostly cloudy, though, with temperatures dropping down into the lower and middle 50s. This will set us up for a fairly decent day tomorrow. Still the risk at a few showers around, but a mix of sun and clouds and a breeze otherwise, pushing temperatures up into the lower 70s. Another disturbance currently way out west will race through the fast west to east jet stream flow and bring some clouds and rain our way for the day on Thursday. Right now, it looks like this system will work its way down the Ohio Valley and off the Atlantic coast east of New Jersey. On this track, the best chance for a steady and heavy rain will be south of I-90, although portions of the area north of I-90 could also see some rain on Thursday. Highs will stay in the 60s before we start to dry it out on Friday. We'll still run the risk at a shower or two on Friday afternoon, otherwise partly sunny with highs near 70. The best chance for full sunshine will be on Saturday afternoon with high pressure and control in the mid-70s before we introduce a chance of showers back into the forecast again by the second half of the weekend on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southeastern Montana and northeastern Wyoming eastward across South Dakota and Nebraska, Iowa, southern Minnesota, southern Wisconsin, northern Illinois, and Indiana. Strong heating will occur along and west of a surface trough from southern Montana into South Dakota and Nebraska. Meanwhile, easterly low-level flow will maintain an axis of high dew points across southern South Dakota and northern Nebraska, with upslope flow across the Black Hills and into southeastern Montana, and with cooling aloft, strong instability will result. Deep layer shear will be very favorable for large hail and eventually damaging winds with a forward-propagating mesoscale convective system. Significant hail is likely with supercells across much of southwestern South Dakota and northwestern Nebraska. The mesoscale convective system is expected to travel eastward across South Dakota and northern Nebraska into southern Minnesota and northern Iowa overnight with a damaging wind and hail threat. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 114 degrees at Bullhead City, Arizona, to a low of 31 at Olney, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms near 80. Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the mid-60s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and highs near 70 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today is 77 degrees, the average low 55. The record high 94 set in 1947 and the record low 36 in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:33 p.m., 15 hours and 16 minutes of daylight, no change from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers today, perhaps a break before more showers move in from the west. Temperatures staying in the 60s, though, even in the 50s across the higher terrain. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight and lows in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy skies, some breaks of sunshine with more showers heading our way through the afternoon, maybe even a thunderstorm. Temperatures in the lower 70s. Cloudy and breezy with a few showers tonight and lows in the upper 50s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, cloudy skies with showers redeveloping today, perhaps a thunderstorm with highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy with a few showers tonight, becoming breezy with readings back into the mid-50s. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers this afternoon, maybe a rumble of thunder with temperatures in the middle to upper 60s. Cloudy and breezy tonight with a few scattered showers and temperatures back into the lower to mid-50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with showers redeveloping through the afternoon, maybe a rumble of thunder with highs in the upper 60s. Cloudy and breezy tonight, still the risk of a shower or two with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with showers redeveloping this afternoon, perhaps a rumble of thunder with temperatures in the upper 60s. More clouds and becoming breezy tonight, just a passing shower left over with lows back into the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, comfortably mild, still the outside risk of a shower, but mainly dry in the lower 70s. A chance of rain on Thursday, perhaps some heavy, especially south of I-90 in the 60s. A mix of sun and clouds with a leftover shower on Friday near 70. Mostly sunny, beautiful Saturday, mid-70s, and a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday and Monday with a chance of showers both days and highs in the middle 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Cayano.